Celebrating Forest Products. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Backup.
We believe in celebrating the people that make up the forest products industry in Tennessee.
This week we celebrate National Forest Products Week, and Candace Dinwiddie with the Tennessee Forestry Association says it is vital we celebrate the forestry industry as they make up our most important industry, agriculture, and are a critical component of the rural communities.
We have about 98,000 plus, whether it's a paper mill, sawmill, could be a flooring manufacturer, furniture manufacturer, could be a pallet manufacturer, even a pellet manufacturer, but we celebrate all those folks, and most of them live in the rural parts of the state, and the positive impacts on the economies in the rural parts of the state, probably some of the most important economic impacts that we can make right now to these small communities.
And as most of you probably know, agriculture is Tennessee's number one industry, and forestry is obviously a part of that, but also contributes individually a whole lot to that impact on the state's economy, particularly because of the impact it makes across rural Tennessee.
In Tennessee, the forest products industry contributes about $24 billion to the state's economy, much of that in the small rural parts of the state, economically depressed areas of the state. So what your folks do farming and what our folks do in the sawmills and the paper mills and the other wood manufacturing industries, they're what makes up the economies in many of our rural parts of the state.
Middleton Lumber Company in Henry County is a part of that group of folks, and Tracy Middleton, the fourth generation of the family business, is proud to be a part of forestry in Tennessee.
All farmers are landowners. Most of that land probably includes some forestry as well, so definitely an integral part and plays a huge role in the state's economy. And I think sometimes farmers maybe don't view that timber land as a crop, but in a properly managed situation, it is in fact a crop. We're doing our part in educating on proper management of that so that it can be beneficial generation after generation.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.